Proverbs 6:27-29 says, "Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent." You know, it's interesting to consider verse 27 in light of Eve's response to the serpent in Genesis 3:1-3. She adds something that God didn't say when quoting his words in response to the serpent's question. Let's read it. Genesis 3:1-3. "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. But God never said, Neither shall ye touch it." His words are given to us in Genesis 2:16-17. "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." Now, it's always a sin to add to God's words like that, but it's as though Eve, in her conscience, was asking the same question of Proverbs 6:27. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? If you have no intention of eating the forbidden fruit, then why touch it? God never said, neither shall you touch it lest you die. But it's just a good question in light of her words. It seems that the wisdom of Proverbs 6:27 may have been pressing upon her conscience at that time. Sadly, you see the opposite attitude expressed constantly. I can't tell you how many times, you know, through the years I've worked secular jobs, been around unsaved people, and a lot of professing Christians who are just plain carnal, and they'll be gawking at an attractive woman, and someone will say, you know, you're a married man, or she's young enough to be your daughter. And the response is, hey, a man can look, can't he? Or, you know, no harm, no foul. Or the one you hear men and women, I've heard both say this, I'm allowed to look, I just can't touch. But the wisdom is in avoiding the temptation and not flirting with disaster by advancing toward it, even if you think it's at a safe distance. There's a lot of people who start out looking and think that's okay, and it ends up, they get drawn in. And, you know, if you really want to pour cold water on that situation, just quote Jesus in Matthew 5:28. "But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." And of course, I've heard some reading verse 28, "Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned?" And they'll point out that there are people who walk on hot coals and are not burned. But those are people who are trained to keep steady breathing so they can have good blood flow while maintaining a steady walking pace so as not to touch any particular hot coal long enough to be burnt by it, but also not walking too fast so that they don't stir up the ash and come in contact with red hot coals. In other words, any typical man or woman walking on hot coals will get burned. And any exceptions actually prove the rule. And the rule stands. So the bottom line says, "So he that goeth into his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent." Adultery has always been a major sin, causing divorce, disease, murder, and suicide, along with all the emotional damage done. And it would never happen if these words of wisdom were to be heeded. No matter the sin or temptation, don't take coals of fire into your bosom. Just reject the temptation as soon as it presents itself and turn to God, turning away from temptation.